This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New R&D ranking reveals sharp disparities in pharmaceutical innovation efficiency. A new evidence-based ranking of pharmaceutical companies by research and development performance has exposed significant variation in innovation efficiency across the industry, with implications for investors, regulators, and patients seeking new treatments. The analysis, reported by Stat News, benchmarks major drug makers on their ability to convert R&D spending into regulatory approvals and clinical breakthroughs. Measuring innovation, what the data reveals. The ranking evaluates companies across multiple dimensions of research productivity, including the number of drug candidates in clinical pipelines, regulatory approval rates, and time-to-market metrics. These standardized measures allow investors and policymakers to assess not merely how much companies spend on research, but how effectively they convert that investment into tangible health innovations. Such transparent benchmarking mirrors approaches used in academic medicine, where research impact is routinely measured against resource allocation. The methodology reflects growing scrutiny from healthcare systems worldwide, struggling to balance innovation incentives with drug affordability, a tension highlighted in recent pharmaceutical regulation discussions across multiple jurisdictions. Industry consolidation and pipeline performance. Larger pharmaceutical corporations often enjoy economies of scale in manufacturing and distribution, yet the ranking suggests that size alone does not guarantee R&D efficiency. Some mid-sized companies demonstrate superior approval rates relative to their spending, while certain global leaders show lower conversion ratios than peer comparable organizations. Pricing pressure and R&D sustainability. The ranking emerges amid intensifying pressure on drug prices. In parallel action, the Maryland Board of Public Works moved to cap reimbursement for semaglutide, Ozempic, and related diabetes medications, signaling state-level determination to control costs despite manufacturers' claims that R&D investment justifies premium pricing. This tension cuts to a fundamental question in healthcare economics: whether current R&D spending levels are necessary to sustain innovation pipelines, or whether efficiency gains could maintain output at lower overall cost. For a fuller examination of medication safety and access issues, stakeholders should review contemporaneous policy debates. The ranking demonstrates that R&D spending alone is not predictive of innovation output. Company-level efficiency in converting research investment into approved treatments varies by up to threefold among major manufacturers. Analysis by Stat News, Innovation Research Team, Stat News, 2026. Key takeaways: pharmaceutical R&D efficiency varies significantly across companies, with some mid-sized firms outperforming larger peers. SON approval to spending ratios, strategic portfolio focus on breakthrough versus routine therapies substantially influences pipeline development timelines and success rates. Concurrent price regulation in jurisdictions like Maryland creates sustained pressure on business models built on premium pricing justifications. Frequently asked questions: why does R&D spending notable ways correlate with innovation output? Pharmaceutical R&D efficiency depends on multiple factors beyond budget size, therapeutic area selection, regulatory complexity, clinical trial design, and talent retention all influence the number of approved drugs per dollar spent. A company focusing on treatments for rare genetic diseases will have longer timelines and lower absolute approval numbers than one developing routine medications, even at equivalent spending levels. How do regional regulatory differences affect R&D rankings? The European Medicines Agency and FDA operate distinct approval pathways with different evidentiary standards and timelines. Companies with dual regulatory expertise and geographic diversity in trial sites may achieve faster global approvals than those concentrating in a single region, creating apparent efficiency advantages independent of actual research quality. Does this ranking suggest some companies are wasting R&D resources? The ranking identifies variation in efficiency, which may reflect deliberate strategic choices rather than waste. A company investing in high-risk breakthrough research expects longer timelines and lower approval rates than peers pursuing incremental innovation. The key question is whether shareholders and society deem that risk-taking valuable, not whether efficiency metrics alone indicate misallocation. As healthcare systems worldwide confront rising drug costs amid aging populations and expanding disease burdens, this evidence-based benchmarking of pharmaceutical innovation efficiency will likely intensify policy discussions around R&D incentives, price regulation, and patent reform. Investors, policymakers, and patient advocates are converging on the need for transparency in how research dollars translate to patient benefit, making such comparative performance analysis an essential tool for informed decision-making across the ecosystem. Source: StatPlus, a new ranking of pharma companies by R&D performance. At context, R&D ranking reveals sharp disparities in pharmaceutical innovation efficiency. Description: new pharmaceutical R&D ranking reveals efficiency disparities across major drug makers. Analysis shows variation in innovation output relative to research spending. Author: type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher: type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2/26/05/19. Date modified: 2/26/05/19. At context: does R&D spending not always correlate with innovation output? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text: pharmaceutical R&D efficiency depends on multiple factors beyond budget size, therapeutic area selection, regulatory complexity, clinical trial design, and talent retention, all influence the number of approved drugs per dollar spent. A company focusing on treatments for rare genetic diseases will have longer timelines and lower absolute approval numbers than one developing routine medications, even at equivalent spending levels. At type question, name: how do regional regulatory differences affect R&D rankings? Accepted answer. Text: the European Medicines Agency and FDA operate distinct approval pathways with different evidentiary standards and timelines. Companies with dual regulatory expertise and geographic diversity in trial sites may achieve faster global approvals than those concentrating in a single region, creating apparent efficiency advantages independent of actual research quality. At type question. Name: does this ranking suggest some companies are wasting R&D resources? Accepted answer. Answer. Text: the ranking identifies variation in efficiency, which may reflect deliberate strategic choices rather than waste. A company investing in high-risk breakthrough research expects longer timelines and lower approval rates than peers pursuing incremental innovation. The key question is whether shareholders and society deem that risk-taking valuable, not whether efficiency metrics alone indicate misallocation.